Hey everybody, and welcome to So What Happens Next. We have a very special episode for you guys today. Our first, while it's still in theaters, episode, Avengers Endgame. I'm one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Patrick.
And we hope you're ready for this final installment of Phase 3?
Four.
Four of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Right, so I haven't seen this movie this week. I have been sort of completely gone on a tropical island that does not even know what the fuck the Avengers are, but you know what, damn it, 1,000+ miles away, I still couldn't avoid this fucking movie. I still know, based on pictures and previous comic book knowledge, I have like a rough idea of what happens in this movie, so I'm kind of a little upset.
I can't blame you.
But Patrick and Amber here, you guys have seen it. You guys have said it's really good. I think my own mother saw this movie for Mother's Day with my brother, and she was even saying, so background, my brother's a little bit like not, he doesn't really like anything. And she even said so much as, even your brother liked it. And I was like, well, hot damn, this must be a really fucking good movie. So, Avengers Endgame. I guess what we'll do here is I'll go ahead and say what I think is going to happen based on the unfortunate little tiny spoilers I've seen. You guys neither confirm or deny, but maybe let me know if it's better or worse. Like we've been doing with some of the other movies. Is this
better
good?
Or worse, yeah.
Yeah.
Better or worse,
yeah.
That works, yeah.
All right. So Endgame, if you've listened to our previous episode, where we went over all 22 goddamn movies of the MCU, you'll know that at the end, if you waited that long to get to the end of the episode, snap, half everybody's gone. So okay, I'm going to say it's got to open up. I think it's going to open up on the whole Tony Stark and Nebula are in the ship like from the preview, and he's just making that recording for Gwyneth Paltrow, and he's just like, oh, you know, what does he say in the preview where he's just like, I'm so sorry, I'm not there, please stop selling people fake garbage so they can waste money with all that other shit, you know, that whole deal. And I feel like Nebula's gonna say something snarky like, you're wasting your time, we're dead, whatever. God, what major points. This is the problem with this movie. It's 3 hours, and I just can barely figure out what the fuck you do for 3 hours of this movie.
Yeah.
I feel like you're gonna, at the same time, have, because of the events of Captain Marvel, at the end post-credits thing, she's there, you're gonna have the gang who's on Earth going, let's get everyone together, let's rally the Avengers, and we're gonna fucking go stop Thanos. And the way we're gonna do that is we're gonna use they're gonna give everybody. So my theory, is partially from a picture I saw as a spoiler, is everybody's got Ant-Man suits. Everybody's got Ant-Man suits in this movie. Everyone's gonna shrink. They're gonna go to the quantum realm, and that's gonna allow them to time travel or something, and go stop Thanos somehow. Like they're gonna go back in time and stop him. However, they're gonna fucking do that. They're going to use the quantum realm to do that because time, they get mentioned in Ant-Man, time doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're going to somehow go back in time, and you're going to have to play, honestly, if there's not a fucking Back to the Future reference in this entire movie and they do go back in time, I'm going to be really upset. I'm going to knock a star off my review here because, like, I feel like that's the game they're going to have to play, right? We have to stop Thanos, so you either go all the way back to when he's a baby and kill him, or you go back in time just far enough to where you're still interacting with him. I think we're going to get to see Xandar. I think that's going to be like where when he destroys Xandar, that thing they just say happens in Infinity War and they leave it. I think that's where they're going to go. They're going to go back in time to Xandar, stop, and try to stop him from getting the Power Stone, because that'll stop him from being able to do any of the other stuff. I think they're going to have to juggle stopping Thanos and not running into their past selves, because it'll fuck up the timeline or some shit, you know? Do that whole Back to the Future 2 bit. Which, Amber, you haven't seen Back to the Future 2, have you?
I have seen them.
Oh, I thought you said you hadn't.
No.
Darn. Well, there goes that. Stay tuned. But I think that's where they're going to kind of go.
You're not
going to
try
it
and torture me again.
Star
Trek.
Oh, Star Trek.
Yeah,
I was going
to
say, but Back to the Future,
great
what?
Movie. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was one of the better sequels.
Yeah,
I guess so.
All right, sorry.
But anyway.
Back to Endgame.
I think they're going to have to play that game, avoid our past selves, but at the same time, stop Thanos. Shit's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if we get, like, two of someone, like two Iron Men, two Captain Americas or something, to aid in stopping him, you know? It's like, oh, I'm Captain America from the future. Oh, I'm Captain America from the past. Like, we're both trying to stop Thanos. Let's team up and double punch. Yeah. I mean, maybe that'll happen. And I'm just going to assume that takes like an hour and a half to achieve, because I can't. It's just like, I just can't see. I guess maybe in the meantime you have Tony Stark and Nebula on that ship. And I guess the only way I could see them getting saved is like Captain Marvel's flying by and picks up their distress call and is like, hey, gang, let me take you back to Earth with me. I just happen to be on my way there. And they're like, neat. Who the fuck are you? But neat. Zoom. Everyone goes back to Earth. Or they just say, hey, our friends are lost. Can you go get them? And she's like, BRB, and comes back. I think, so this is where I start. I guess, like, I'll just jump to the, they're going to have to fight Thanos on some level. And I assume they're going to fight Farmer Thanos, where he's got the gauntlet fused to his hand. And he's just like, you sons of bitches are back for me. Like, I'm going to kick your ass and end this. This is the big spoiler I think I've seen of this movie. So I know that some of this happens is you get Tony Stark, I don't know how, and it's going to really bother me if they don't explain it. Tony Stark's supposed to get he makes an Infinity Gauntlet out of the nanites, or whatever, and he does a snap, because I've seen this screen cap going around the internet, no matter how hard I try to fucking avoid it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens, or what he even does. What I do know happens, and would be really cool if it did, is in the comics, the same scenario happens. Tony Stark gets the Infinity Gauntlet. And they're sort of faced with, everyone's on edge because it's, what are you going to do? Because, you know, I think Pepper died or so. Somebody died. It's close to him. It's like, you can't just go bringing people back. You can't just go changing, you know, you can't fuck with this shit, dude. Just put it down. We'll figure out what to do with this. And he goes, no, I know exactly what I want to do. And then he snaps. And everything's normal, I think. And it's just like, everyone's like, what did you do? And he's like, I basically snapped the Infinity Gems out of existence. And everyone's like, what? You did that? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, you are insane. Like, you know, those could have been used for good. Or you kind of get like a One Ring situation in the comics. But it turns out he didn't do it. In the comics, there's a group called the Illuminati, which consists of, I think it's the Illuminati, consists of Tony Stark, Reed Richards, Professor Charles Xavier, Doctor Strange, and I think it included Bruce Banner. Oh, I think it includes like Namor, we haven't met yet, or maybe we'll never meet. But they're supposed to be like the smartest people in the world, and it's like this group of the smartest people in the world who are also super powerful. And what Tony did was he just kind of made the Infinity Stones poof and destroy the gauntlet. And each person in the Illuminati takes one, and they're like, we need to defend this with our lives. Like, we can everyone thinks the Infinity Stones are gone. We can never, ever, ever let them find them again. So we need to hide them. Like, take them, protect them, and hide them. And that's kind of where that ended. So I think that something similar might happen, is like, Tony will poof them, and then he'll just be like, yeah, we gotta make sure nobody fucks with these. We can't tell anybody. Hide them somewhere. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's all I got for Endgame. I don't feel like it's...
No, I gotta say, your version is worse.
Worse?
Yeah, it is worse.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's just rough to think of, because they did a good job with the trailers, and it's not telling you anything.
No, they did a terrific job with the trailers, yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm a little mad that some of it's spoiled, but just like...
If that's all you...
I mean, I've seen some spoilers where you got like an older Thor with a beard, but that seems like a gag of some kind that happens in the movie. I don't feel like it's pertinent. You have like two... I know you have two... But see, I don't know if that's just a meme or if that's just fucking thing. It's like you have two Captain Americas fighting each other. There's this picture floating of Captain America holding Thor's hammer, which I could totally see them doing that as like the foreshadowing for Ultron where he wiggles it. But I'm just like... Other than that, I mean, those are just, like, cool action sequences I feel that happen. They don't really tell anything to the plot.
Well, luckily, hopefully, we won't be sitting by the same person who every time something fucking happened, they yell, yeah, bitch!
Give a little right. bit of what your guys' experience of the theater was like. Was it actually, like, really? Because you guys would have seen it. I feel like we're going to go see it. When we booked seats for this, empty. Two seats in the entire theater were taken.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Except the three that we're going to take.
Okay.
So I'm kind of excited because I love the Marvel movies. I mean, they get a little old, you know, when it's the same thing over and over again. But I fucking hate
it. I know, and then there were the fan lovers for Spider-Man in the front. Do you remember Jesus hearing Christ. Them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like girls or something.
Yeah, because they went and got, like, the snacks. I was saving seats.
Yeah.
I mean, we were, second level, top all the way to the right. Was, like, the only ones.
All the way to the right.
A fucking line. A fucking line. At the movies, to get into the movie,
you're sitting in a seat they're assigned.
There weren't.
The seats.
No, they weren't assigned.
No,
seats.
They weren't.
Oh,
was, this was general.
General.
Yeah.
Because they were all already. Everything was already taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess like now that I think about it, maybe they were trying to separate people, so that way people who were coming out wouldn't spoil shit, because that was like a big thing. And, and the fact that people are such shitheads that they ruined, like, the movie theater seating.
Oh, you were telling me about this.
Yeah, I think that was the main problem. People were throwing down, like, popcorn.
Oh,
yeah, and they needed extra time to, like, clean it out because there was food.
I don't remember being like that as a youth.
No, I don't.
I don't remember sitting in the theater throwing popcorn around and shit. Like, I see some of these.
Yeah, but now looking back on, like, Reddit. And people taking pictures like after it, and they were like, "This was the row behind us, and it was completely trashed."
Oh my God.
And I was like, "No wonder!" Yeah, like,
if you're gonna go to a movie theater, please. From, so what happens next to you? Just a little request. Pick up your fucking trash.
Yeah.
You got one soda. Just take it with you. Throw it away.
Yeah. Maybe a bag of popcorn.
I mean, like, look at these giant theaters now. You think these two guys working in the theater have enough time to sweep everything? You want to complain about why a theater's trashed when you get into it? It's because of people like you who are leaving fucking garbage in there.
Yeah.
Fucking please clean it up.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that before where, like, this one girl, it was, like, a couple, and she was like, hey, like, why don't you go throw that away? He's like, no.
I've watched families leave nachos. And
I've
seen them leave, like, fucking
clean up
meals.
After yourselves.
Just pick up your garbage, please. They're doing their best at these theaters, but they don't got time to pick up all your crap.
Yeah.
That's what the trash is.
Because then again, other people have to wait in line.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we waited in line for a good 45 minutes.
Holy
shit.
And we were at the end.
And honestly, I think that was the reason now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Were you late? Was the movie late?
No.
No.
They just spaced it out by 45 minute gaps? Oh my fucking God.
Yep. So... My wife went at us. She hates going. She doesn't like going to movies. She is not a big movie fan. Yeah. So she was upset herself when she, I'm sure she saw that line.
I feel like this single-handedly would have ruined the movie for her.
She enjoyed it. So we sat down, and then every big scene, anything that happened that was huge in the movie, this young girl next to us would yell, yeah, bitch. And I was like... I asked Amber after, is that the new kid thing kids are saying now?
Bitch.
I thought that was like a bad thing to say.
Yeah.
But I guess
now
it's cool.
She's like, yes, bitch.
Doing that, yes, bitch.
Yeah.
There's
there
a particular scene, and you'll see it. It's like where she was like, yes, bitch.
God. I fucking hate when people say that.
And she kept saying it. Like she would say, yes, bitch, yes, bitch. You know, after she would say it with a big one, I'm like,
You know, it meant something at one point in time. Yeah. And you're like, yes, bitch. And it's like, Tony takes a sip of coffee. Yes, bitch. Like, oh my God. Like, what are you doing? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't talk in the theater out loud neither, people. Like, just respect people. Respect people in the movie theater. You got something to say to the person next to you? Whisper that shit. No one wants to hear you yell during the movie. And if you do want to hear people talking during the movie, check out our commentaries.
Yeah, it should be like when we saw Alien last night and nobody said a damn word.
It was great because it was, you know, everybody in the room wants to watch this movie. So, and not fan over it. They just want to watch it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many, I've never got to see that movie in theaters.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Years before I was born, a lot of people didn't get to see it in theaters. So the only times when anyone made noise was when everyone did. So there's like scenes, which was kind of funny.
Yeah,
there's
the
scenes
jump scares
now,
and
there's
stuff.
Jump scares.
Yeah.
And then there's stuff that's become like a trope and a joke now where like they do it. It started in Alien and they did it and people would all, everybody would laugh.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, aside from that, you're not, there's no one really doing anything.
Yeah, so respect your fellow
respect
moviegoers.
Respect other people,
you know,
in the fucking theater.
We all want to see a movie. We all wait in line. We all
pay
buy
good
tickets
money to go see this movie.
Very good money.
Expensive.
And, you know, just let everyone enjoy their
That's
time.
That's why I like the new movie theaters, the Alamo.
Yeah.
I love those movie theaters.
Alamo's a pretty dope movie.
Yeah. Theater. No kids under the age of 6 or 10 or something like that.
I am about that.
Yeah. You get food, like.
You get drink.
Yeah, you get drinks at the table, and they will eject you out if they
Kick
see you
your
on your phone,
out.
Anything.
No, I hate the
They're serious about that.
And they should be. I've seen so many people. I remember we went and saw something recently. Whatever the last movie, Amber, you and I saw together. Dude in front of me just like halfway through the movie, it's like he got bored and thought he was sitting on the couch. And just whips his phone out. He's like browsing Facebook and Instagram. And I'm just like, dude, I just wanted to, like, smack him in the back of the head and be like, dude, turn that shit off. What the fuck? Or just leave. If you're bored, leave. You know? If you're going to be more comfortable at home, you're going to just sit on your phone for, like, 10 minutes. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, or, like, there was this one time there was a baby crying. I don't know what film we were watching, but I remember specifically there was, like, a baby.
Leave
and this
your
mom
damn
just kept coming
back
and forth, back and forth, and I was like, "Just like go."
There are
baby's
little
not
kids
gonna stop
movies
crying.
For a reason. Like,
it was
off,
loud
if it's a
too.
Baby,
I don't remember what film it was, but it was super loud.
If it's a baby, what's a baby doing in a movie theater? if it's too small to merit its own seat, it shouldn't be in the room. There are kids' movies. Take your kids to kids' movies. PG-13 Marvel movie is not a movie for a 5-year-old kid to go see.
Yeah.
You know, like if they're going to be killing each other, maybe kids shouldn't see it. Maybe you should wait for it to come out on DVD.
Yeah, wait for your own commentary and just hear you whine and bitch and moan.
God. That was something I didn't realize. I knew somebody in school that was like a huge fan person of Marvel movies and was just kind of like, yeah, I don't ever want to see one of these with you because I feel like they're the kind of person who
would
like,
just be talking.
Yes, bitch! Like, oh, God.
And yes, there are a few instances where my wife did ask questions, but we were.
Well, if you
we
haven't,
answered
because
she
should listen to our recap episode.
Yeah, she should. She
should.
<that.
laughs>
Or she didn't know about Dr. Stephen Strange or a few others.
Well, that one did fly a little under the radar.
It did.
It was one of the better ones. In
it
my
was.
Opinion.
Yeah.
But yes. Endgame. I'm excited. I'm excited now. Now I'm more excited that I'm like, fingers crossed, there's only 5 people in the theater. 3 of them are us.
Yeah.
There probably won't be, but I'm pretty stoked that it's, you know, a giant theater and we don't have to worry about
Sounds fans. Good to me.
Yep.
So, all right. Please excuse us for a grand total, for us anyway, of 3 hours and 2 minutes, I think, is the exact running length of this film. Which, God, I can't wait to see what they do with that amount of time. Because everyone says it's amazing, and it's 3 fucking hours long. So I'm, like, on Lord of the Rings level. Like, it's got to be good. But please excuse us while we go take 3 hours of our life to go watch this film. It'll be a few more minutes for you. But when we get back, we'll tell you all of our opinions, thoughts, conclusions about Avengers Endgame. Thank you. Wow. I liked it.
It was good the second time.
I liked it a lot. That movie was pretty fucking awesome. Oh, where to start?
So Thomas's guess or thoughts, yeah. One or two maybe were
I wasn't far
par,
off.
But
I nailed the beginning. Let's
yeah,
go.
You nailed the beginning.
With like Captain Marvel just randomly showing up.
Yeah.
And being like, hey man, I'm heading to Earth. You need a ride?
Yeah.
Like, and just taking him back to Earth.
Yeah.
I also got my Back to the Future references.
Yep, a few of them.
Yes, you did.
I got those. I'm happy about that.
Yep.
I still want to remember what the fuck that scene I was thinking of.
I have no clue because there's only two Back to the Future references.
I know, but there's no, it's not like a direct reference. He says like something along the lines of like when you go back. And I was like, on the night you go back. You know, or whatever the hell it says in the movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are your guys's, now that you can speak freely about the movie, opinions on the movie? What do we got? Amber, you want to go? What do you got?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think it was better than Infinity War.
Wholeheartedly disagree, but we'll get to it.
But I did like how they, because I wasn't sure, well, the problem that I thought they were going to face was focusing so much on everyone being sad
for
the first 2 hours, because it's such a long movie. It's 3 hours long.
It did a good job being 3 hours
long.
Yeah,
they went right into it, and they were just like, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is how it's going to go down.
They used the time wisely, I think. Like, I think that it wasn't like a let's sit and drag this whole thing out. Let's sit and belabor the fact that we're sad. Let's do something about it.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised about the 5 years later.
That was kind of strange.
I wonder if they just chose like a, let's do just 5 years, not a decade.
Oh,
decade's
sure.
too long.
Yeah.
5 years right in the middle, you know, for Lang to come back.
Yeah.
Pop back up.
Yeah.
Because a lot has changed during that time, but not enough to be like...
Yeah, and that, I think we were talking about this just after the movie. Thanos' whole thing was like, get rid of half the people and you have double the resources for everybody who's left.
Yeah.
One of the biggest problems we're facing right now and like on Earth is fucking garbage and just pollution.
Yeah, and there was a lot of garbage.
Yeah, when Scott comes back, he's walking down the street and there's like a crashed Prius hanging. There's garbage
everywhere.
Yeah,
they didn't clean. They just left everything.
They didn't clean anything.
Yeah.
They're doing that panning view in New York and it just looks trashed. And
yeah.
It's just like, okay, you spent 5 years just sitting around.
Lazy people surviving the snap.
And then you fucking, and then you get Captain America's like, saw whales in the bay today. And Black Widow's like, that's really cool. If you tell me like this shit is good for any reason, I'm going to smack you with this sandwich. I'm like, he's like, yeah, the water's just cleaner. I'm like, it can't possibly be fucking
cleaner.
Yeah,
in 5 years.
With everyone's garbage just sitting there eroding into the water? Yeah, fuck no, it's not clean.
Yeah.
Spare me with that shit.
They're probably just out because there's less boats.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of boats. Did you see that?
Well, they're not moving, though. That's the thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if they just came out because there's just less traffic, so to speak.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised at the beginning took the way it did, that they, like, find Thanos and they're just, like, so quick to kill him.
Well, I it wasn't
them.
It was Thor was so quick.
Right,
yeah, but then again, he didn't really die. Like,
well, I meant the movie was so quick to kill him.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, they killed Thanos really damn quick. They just chop his head right off. And you know, that I think is the one plot hole, one of the first plot holes I can think of for this movie. When they meet Tilda Swinton later,
yes,
she says, removing the Infinity Stones are what maintain the timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Thanos destroyed their timeline's Infinity Stones. They're gone. He said he used the Infinity Stones to destroy the Infinity Stones so that no one else could fuck with him.
Yeah.
And then they went, that's why they had to go time travel to the other points in time and take them. And you get the Back to the Future bit.
Yeah.
Hooray. Which this movie was actually, the more I think about the movie, the more I think this movie was dangerously close to being Back to the Future 2. When you think
in
about
a way.
It. Like, if they didn't change the plots a little bit, it would have been Back to the Future 2 for that time travel-y half.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what are we going to do with that? Like, is time just going to unravel?
Well, the thing, we didn't know the effect because it was literally 2 days, they said, after the snap occurred that they went and investigate. So maybe we wouldn't have realized what the alternate reality or whatever would have happened with time until further on.
Right. I don't know. It's just weird. I like the time travel stuff, though.
It was good.
That's like a really, it's a, something I think movies nowadays, and especially TV shows, keep fucking around with, that like you're just doing time travel because you literally can't think of anything better to do.
Yeah.
Or how to fix your fucking problems. Like, you know, like, I think a good example of that is like the show The Flash, where it's like they do a whole season where it's just, oh man, I messed up. Let me just go back in time and fix it.
Or they did it with Fringe.
Yeah.
Where they went back Fringe in was time.
A, yeah, they keep time traveling because once you hit that point where it's like, we wrote ourselves into a corner.
Yeah.
Time travel. Fucking A. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
What else? So what else went on in Avengers? So did I get anything else right?
No.
I mean, aside from the spoilers I saw.
Yeah, that was it.
And so I did go to the bathroom at one point. So we confirmed that Natalie Portman is not in this movie. So I didn't personally.
No, she was.
I thought they used a
but
body double.
No, that was her face.
They actually had her in it?
Okay. She woke up and that was her face.
See, because I was like, I don't need to see this scene. In my mind, I was like, I really got to pee. And I was like, this scene's going to be. I asked Amber, I said, is this an important part of the movie? She said, no. And in my mind, it's going to be Thor Lebowski getting his mojo back and being Thor again.
Yeah, because he was just talking to his mom at that point, and that was,
I was like, I don't need to see that. I'll be fine. Like, I get it. He's Thor again, cool. But I guess the let's suck the stone out of Natalie Portman occurred while I was in the bathroom, so I don't
know. It shows him going after her with the... Okay. Yeah.
Because she gets a credit. We talk, me and Patrick
talk
about
this. But it does
show
her face.
Well, maybe we were thinking maybe it's a cut scene from Dark World, and they just...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And hence why they had Rocket, the CGI character who they can just put into anything.
But I think the Thor and his mother conversation was important, but not so much for this movie, but for the rest of his kind of path in the MCU.
I saw the tail end of it, I think. That's when I came back, right?
Yeah.
The tail end of, like, which I think that was the joke. I think his mother said, you know, when you go back, and I was like, Doc, I have to tell you something.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
And she's like, please eat a salad.
Yeah.
And then other reflections, Captain America running to Peggy, seeing Peggy behind the glass, which, how does she not recognize there's someone in her fucking office?
Why isn't her office locked?
That too.
Who arranges a building like that, like where the office is on the outside of
the I thought
the
Howard
coin?
Part was pretty cool, though.
That was nice. Connection there. I think it was funny how, like, Tony Stark is giving Howard Stark tips on being a new dad.
Yeah.
A little mind warping, but it was there.
Yeah.
I also kind of like the gag with Pym when he's like, oh, yeah, they got a package. It's glowing. I don't know. And he's like, he knows exactly whatever the fuck this thing he's making up is. He's like, you didn't open it, did you? He's like, oh, yeah, we opened it. He's like, hold on, I'll be right there. And then rushes out the room like, good call, but wow. And they steal the Pym particle bit.
Yeah.
Which... How you gonna? Well, no, I guess he's back in the. He came back.
Yeah, he came back. Yeah.
I want to know what's gonna happen with Loki poofing.
Yeah,
that's gotta amount.
Well,
because
they're doing the Disney Plus is streaming Loki TV show.
They're making a Loki TV show.
Loki TV show. Yeah.
Ooh.
So that's where we'll probably hear about it.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know if I want to watch that, but that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Loki TV show. Sounds like fan service to me. You know what else was probably fan service to somebody is watching Gwyneth Paltrow in an Iron Man suit flying around.
Yeah.
Don't need any more of that.
No.
Don't need.
I think it's more because I don't like her as a person.
I know. That's the dilemma I run into. I'm like, you're a great actress, but it's because
but you're
a great actress.
You're a shitty person. Like
bird poop.
Yeah.
Let me live on $5 a day and see how that works out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Give me an Iron Lady suit. Fuck that noise. Though, I almost thought there's that scene where it's like 5 years later and it's Tony Stark's house and his daughter comes out of her little tent and she's wearing the helmet and she's like straight up looks at him and says like, tell me what's for dinner, you'll be incinerated or whatever the hell she says. And he's just like, whoa, where'd you get that? And for a minute, I thought she was actually like armed and like holding a fucking like, I'm going to blow your leg glove.
Yeah.
And he's just like, that's your mom's. It takes the helmet off. I'm like, whoa, okay, that's something. That was weird. Don't need this little girl blowing away Tony Stark like 15 minutes into this movie. I think if there was one thing I wasn't a fan of in this movie, it was the whole, they did do that trope of like, we have two nebulas and one's going to pretend to be the other one and go to the future.
Yeah, but I mean, it was necessary for, you had to do, you know, it. You had to do, one of the characters had to do that. I mean, well, you had the Cap versus Cap interaction too.
Yeah, which I kind of wish the compass was enough to make him go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're not, and then he's like, Bucky's alive. And he's like, what did you say? It's like the fucking Batman Superman's like, save Martha. And then he just punches him out. Yeah. That was kind of, that was fine. I don't need that talking to each other thing going on. I don't know. The Hydra thing was kind of neat, though.
Yeah.
I like
that. What did you think of the Vormir?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I almost forgot about that.
It was big.
I legit thought Hawkeye was going to go down. Because they kind of build him up like he's been murdering these people. Yeah. His character's fallen character. Yeah. This is his end. He's going to say. Because I didn't think he wanted to do it anymore.
It was kind of like he was ready to die.
Yeah. The actor. I didn't think the actor wanted to do it anymore. He's out. And then I keep hearing they're doing the Black Widow movie. What? And then she's dead. By the way, this whole episode, spoilers for fucking Endgame. If you haven't caught on to that by this episode, I don't know why you're still listening to it.
Well, no, they're doing a Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch series.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I knew they were doing like a Hawkeye series, but I thought it was going to be around his daughter. Which they kind of set up in this.
Yeah.
Even though, I'm sorry, her form on that bow, I'm not a bow aficionado or anything, but it looked like janky as hell. It's like her elbow's like straight up in the air.
Well, she could probably do better than you.
I don't know. She did, but I don't know how much of that was movie magic.
She got a bullseye.
Was that her? Was that her? For real?
Well, maybe that's the way she had to do it because the bow was probably, you know,
too far,
too tight for her, something like that, you know, build up strength.
I don't know. I mean, I've only shot a bow a handful of times, but I don't ever remember putting my elbow above my head.
Yeah, it's
kind
of crazy that they got rid of her.
Rid of Scarlet.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson. Oh, that's really confusing. You have Scarlet Witch and you have the actress Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. And they're not the same person. Yeah. How she like goes like, sorry, bud. And then he gets a Soul Stone. Like, wow. Which we haven't actually established like what the Soul Stone does.
Yeah, I got nothing.
They never show it. They're just like, it's the one that you need.
Yeah.
Because it's the other one.
I don't know what it does.
Maybe that's the one.
It's like the one that takes something.
Yeah, takes something. Exactly. Oh. Yeah. Take souls.
The soul taker stone. That was kind of neat. I liked the little light, very light. I think you were saying, Patrick, it's like they didn't overdo the let's go back to the old movies. Like, I kind of liked how it was like, oh, like we're present in Avengers, but we're not really interacting with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, look, it's Star-Lord from that really cool intro from Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's knock him out and move the fuck on. Like, we're done with this.
But they only chose, they didn't choose from, like, Age of Ultron or anything like that.
Well, no. Which?
They only chose from Thor 3, Avengers, the first one.
No, Thor 2.
Thor 2.
Thor 2.
Thor 2.
Yeah. That one that.
Thor 2, The Dark World. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Because that's like I was saying earlier, is it's like the linchpin one, and it's also like the worst movie out of every single one of those.
Yeah.
Which that's what I was saying
and
earlier.
Then they
chose
from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what I was saying. I was like, that I hated. I still kind of hate how much Thor: The Dark World was so important to this movie. It was Thor standing in front of everybody, and he's just like, "Remember that movie I was in? Remember that one movie that
everybody
didn't like?"
I don't know why he stole other Thor's hammer. Why did he do that?
Why not dual wield that shit?
Yeah,
he was owning it.
Give it back.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
I know, but that Thor was probably just like.
For people listening, Amber just raised her hand up, dumbfounded, summoning Mjolnir. Yeah, I think that's exactly what fucking happened. Is he holds his hand up and everyone's like looking at their watch, like, "Are we gonna do this or what's going on, man?"
But I think it was also for Thor to feel like he was still worthy.
Oh, for sure, because it's kind of like I can summon this axe whenever I want, and it's badass, but there's no catch. Which is just that duel. Or speaking of hammers, Captain America wielding the hammer. Finally, like, worthy enough to fuck with the hammer.
Well, it was, all the reviews have said.
Does that make him a god?
No. It gives him the powers of Thor.
Yeah.
Oh,
does not make him a god, but it was that he, that he was already worthy in the Ultron.
Well, he was faking it?
He was faking it because he didn't want to hurt Thor's ego.
Oh, my.
That's the thought by the... I think the Russo brothers said that, and Joss Whedon has thought that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What a good guy. What a stand-up gentleman. Yeah. Shit. Well, either way, it was kind of cool. That scene when he throws the shield and then smacks it with the hammer, and it just, like, throws Thanos, like, 50 feet, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I liked
he
that.
Had some really good...
They had some cool...
The fight scenes were really good. Yeah.
That, I mean, since we brought it up, that fight scene...
Yep.
That was the scene that got me geeking out. And after they bring everybody back.
On your left.
On your left. And then all the little Doctor Strange holes open up. And they start flying out from all over the galaxy.
And they still call him the wizard.
They still call him the wizard. Oh, that was.
And then when Peter came back, you know.
Oh, that was heartfelt. Yeah. Him hugging Tony Stark. Yep. He's just like a little kid. He's like, Tony. Like, Mr. Stark, I thought I turned to dust, and then I woke up and there was a bunch of dust everywhere, and then you weren't there, and then this Doctor Strange wizard guy was there, and he said, well, come on, it's been 5 years, we gotta go get help, and whatever the fuck happened.
Yeah.
And he just hugs him, and they're cool. But it was like, that's cool. And I kind of like how they hung just enough, because this is what I was saying, I think earlier, last episode, I don't remember anymore, when I didn't like all the fucking pop culture shit that they made Peter Parker do.
Yeah.
From the other ones, like the alien gag and then the Civil War Empire gag. And it's just like, they didn't do that in this movie. They had him be there. And
well, they did do some, but Paul Rudd was like, well, they all kind of knew.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be doing time travel, you got to make the Back to the Future gag.
Yeah, they were like, hot tub time machine.
Yeah. That scene was actually really cool when they're just listing time machine movies.
They're like, that's not how it works at all.
Yeah, he's like, what gave you that idea? And it's like, Back to the Future, hot tub time machine, time.
Oh,
what'd
you think of the Hulk?
Oh yeah, I wanted to say something about that. I liked it. I kind of was waiting for it to stop at some, like, I was waiting for it to either A, become a problem and it not work anymore, or B, like, it just go away.
Yeah.
But it never ever, I think it didn't even at the end.
No,
go away.
No, he was like that the rest of
his
life.
He's just the Banner Hulk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got a movie there, but cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's there. I thought the scene in the diner was kind of funny.
Yeah,
it
was good.
Yeah.
Like, you want to take a picture with me? I'm Ant-Man. He's like, just take your goddamn phone.
And then when they were just like, go smash some stuff, and he's just like,
apathetically smashing cars. Yeah. That actually reminded me. I thought that when Tilda Swinton astro projected him, that Hulk was going to take over the body.
Oh, good point.
And fight her while Mark Ruffalo was floating around. And like, because that's what I thought it was kind of like, I can control the Hulk now, as opposed to like, me and the Hulk are the same person.
Yeah.
So that may be a chance wasted. I don't know.
No, it wouldn't really have achieved anything because.
No, it
would have
just made the movie longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was going to happen. I was like, oh shit, it'd be kind of neat to watch like the wizard lady fight the Hulk, but. I could take it or leave it.
She still kind of creeps me out.
Yeah. She's a little creepy.
Terrible choice.
you weren't about to kill this one as
Angel? No, I didn't. I wanted them to stay, you know, what the comics were. You know, and it's kind of aggravating.
I don't think she did a bad job, personally. I think it made sense in Doctor Strange, anyway. It made sense. In this, it was like, who else are you going to get?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think she did a bad job in Doctor Strange. I think it was... I think it was less, like, tropey and racially inclined. Because Angel was, like, you know, an old Asian wizard-like man who lives in East Asia.
Yeah.
And, like, it would have just been like, oh, I will teach you the ways of the mystic. And, like, it would have been that.
Yeah. They could have had a good Asian actor.
Ken Watanabe?
Yeah.
Or, Jet Li.
Or,
I could have totally seen the now older Jet Li as the
Or they could have had the guy from Inception.
Yeah, Ken Watanabe.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Oops.
He's also in Godzilla, and the new Godzilla's coming out. He's Let Them Fight.
Yep.
Jet Li, that would have been...
Jet Li would have been cool.
Yeah.
I think it would have been cool to have him in there.
Yeah. But, hey.
Hey, you know, you get what you get.
Yeah.
But it didn't take away from the movie at all. I was a little worried there, though, that she was going to be like, oh, I guess in 5 years, I'm not going to pick Doctor Strange, because she even says, maybe I fucked up.
Yeah.
To something to that effect. She doesn't actually say I fucked up. That'd be a really... They didn't get an F-bomb.
No, just ass and bitch.
Damn. Goddamn. I'm sorry. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Apparently, like, the swear, not...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was kind of waiting for... I don't know. I feel a little cheated on the Infinity War. Cut us out of the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got babies there.
So, as you heard a few minutes ago, at least for you, we were talking about Amber and Patrick's experience seeing this movie before me, and there was a lot of children and fanboys and girls in there screaming. We thankfully managed to avoid all the fans, because I assume they've already seen it in the month that this movie's been out. We got cursed with the babies. A whole troop of them just screaming the whole damn time.
Yep.
There was the angry old couple that took our seats when we were in one of those theaters with the assigned seating. And this old woman put her shit in one of our seats and was sitting in the other one of our seats. And we walked up and I said, excuse me, miss, you're in our seat. And she looked at me as if I had just smacked her across the face and yelled at her to move. And then Amber said, yeah, we have like 9 and 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so her and her husband get up and they just kind of move this arbitrary amount of seats over, which to me makes me think they accidentally set up seats in like the front row and then realized they goofed and just went and found other seats in the back. Kind of like the trashing the theater stuff, guys. If you got assigned seats, honor them till the movie starts. And then if there's free seats, do your thing. It's like a plane. When the plane takes off, you can move wherever the hell you want to move. Movie starts, move wherever the hell you want
to move. Yeah.
Don't take other people's seats. You don't know when they're showing up.
And if you can't see, maybe you shouldn't go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
Because don't put your damn lights on.
Yep, dude with
a
flashlight.
They have lights in there for you so that you can see.
Damn kids.
God. Kid crying, climbing over seats. I don't need it. Yeah. Keep that shit at home. Or you know what? You made the choice. You're waiting for it to come out on DVD.
Yep.
Sorry, dude. Waiting for it to come out on DVD. Because if kids are crying and climbing over seats, they genuinely don't want to watch this movie. You're the one who wants to watch this movie.
I don't blame them. It's 3 hours long.
Yeah. How is a 4-year-old, 5-year-old going to really be
sitting still? People talking, not really understanding most of the words.
They're talking about time travel.
Yeah.
For Christ's
sake. Physics.
That's
like...
not a little kid.
Yeah.
A little kid's not interested in that. Ugh. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. I'll just say that.
No.
It could have been so much
worse.
Yeah.
I think they should invest in some launchers. Like, if you're on your phone or you just
have like a
really
patrolling
shitty, yes, just like shoots out of the ceiling, like.
Well, that was the thing. Was like the movie. Oh, this is something I couldn't tell you guys. We were in there. The movie had been going on for maybe half an hour, and this person 2 rows in front of us had whipped out their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was like, "Oh, you asshole!" Because they're just texting. But then I can see, you know how phones do the different colors. It's like if you receive a message, it's gray. If you send a message, it's a different color. I just looked and I saw that they had sent like 8 really long messages and had no reply. And I was like, oh, that's just sad. You can just be sad over there on your phone. That's fine. Like, the shame comes from you texting somebody a lot of text and not getting a reply. I think, though, that my favorite stuff was that final battle sequence.
Yeah.
It was just spectacular.
Terrific,
okay. That's what I wanted to say. In the beginning, when his daughter's like, I love you 3000. So. As I said before, I was trying really hard to still maintain like what's going on in the rest of the world on social media, but also like not see Avengers spoilers.
Yeah.
Which worked for about a week, and then the Russo brothers were like tweeting everywhere, hey, it's Monday, you can spoil the shit out of this movie. And I was like, God damn it. And so I was trying to avoid it. But I kept seeing all this crap of like people posting shit, I love you 3000 was the punchline of the joke. And I was like, is this a stupid song or something? What the fuck is this? Because I at no point did any of these memes involve the Avengers or anything. And I just kept seeing, I love you 3000. And so when Tony Stark's daughter is like, I love you 3000. I was like, is she quoting like a Kanye West song or something? Like, is that what's happening here? And then they're like, oh no, this is where it came from. Because it became the whole thing throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, cute and funny and heartwarming and all that.
Why did they have to put his little like tribute, if you will, or at the funeral, Why did they have to put it in some dirty ass like lake water?
You know, I was thinking about that too. It's just going to float to the other side. It's not like an ocean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
They could have chosen a better like lake.
I kind of was waiting for I was actually waiting to put it on the lake, do like a Viking funeral thing. Except it would get about out in the middle of the lake and Thor would just like hold up his hammer and lightning would just come down and nail the wreath and just it, you know, burns and then sinks. And like, that would be cool. Because the whole time I'm like, it's just going to float to the other side. Like, if you were to go to the other side, like, you're going to find this
Or they could have just buried him like normal people, but I don't know.
But that's the thing. What did they do with him?
I don't know.
It wasn't like he was gone.
Resurrection.
Oh.
Iron Man Resurrection.
I think it was just Resurrection. Yeah, I think they just buried him regular, and that was more of a tribute for everyone else that was there.
Speaking of everybody who was there, Iron Man 3 kid.
Yeah.
Which is just like...
Why?
I mean, you didn't see Iron Man 3, right? You said you didn't see that one?
No.
In the movie Iron Man 3, Iron Man kind of loses his mojo, and he gets stuck out in the middle of nowhere like... North Dakota, Tennessee, some Midwestern-esque states.
Yeah.
And he gets stuck there, and it's like the suit's all messed up, and he meets this kid who's the kid from Jurassic World, the younger kid from Jurassic World. And
he
the kid kind of
becomes his, like, protege, right?
Sort of.
Well, kind of just basically helps him tinker to get his suit
but
back
then
up.
That's
and,
what,
and the kid's bullied,
that's
and he helps the kid.
Spider-Man is for.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like a pre-Spider-Man.
Who knows?
I think it was a fan service thing to where they're just like, oh, remember that one kid who doesn't look like that one kid
they
anymore?
They had Drax there?
Yeah. He was there.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think. I thought they were missing.
No, I had
someone.
To think for a minute and go, was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
Everybody.
Gamora
was there.
Definitely wasn't there.
But see, they did that thing, though, where he's searching.
Yeah.
And they never find out whether that search is done. It never says yes, it never says no.
Yeah.
And then they do the. And I mean, I liked it, but at the same time, it went on for a little long. The gag of like, are Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth going to fight for who runs the Guardians? And it just kept going and going. It was funny, but it kind of kept going and going. Okay, I get it. This is going to be the dynamic in the next movie.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
And then you have your new Captain America.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Captain America goes back in time and gets the dance he always wanted with Peggy.
Yep.
And then we see old man Chris Evans.
Yeah, another disappointment.
Apparently to some people, that was disappointing. I kind of sat there going, oh, we've seen people get aged down. Time to see people get digitally aged up.
Yeah.
Like, what is Chris Evans going to look like as an old man? Weird. I get it.
Kind of looks like Clint Eastwood.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine if they had Clint Eastwood?
Oh, my God.
Hey, you're. And then
just, that was a little too deep.
You wanna? Well, just like if he looked at Falcon, and Falcon's like, "You wanna tell me about her?" And he's like, "No, I'm not gonna tell you about her. Get the fuck off my lawn." Probably says something racist because it's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Just like I could see Clint Eastwood being like, "I heard you got this Captain America guy. He's supposed to be an elderly gentleman." I mean, you're looking at America's ass right here.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but it was a good handoff,
I think. I think it was good. I half expected it to be Bucky.
Yeah.
But I think it gives Falcon something to do.
Yeah.
Well, plus he's his best friend. And
his
Bucky's best friend
future.
Number two.
No, he's just, I think.
Yeah, it's.
Steve Rogers is like, I have best friend of the future and best friend of the past.
Yeah.
And that's just clearly how he's been thinking about his life. And he's like, Falcon's my best future friend, but Bucky's my best past friend. But since future friend's going to have more of a chance of hanging out here because he has nowhere to go back in time, you get the shield, bud. And
yeah.
Do the thing. I guess I like the last scene, him getting the dance.
Yeah.
I don't have anything better.
Yeah, no, I think that was fine. And
yeah,
we talked about this after the movie that I want to see maybe a TV series about his life because now he knows all about Hydra.
Because he took that shield with him and the hammer.
Yeah.
So he must have used it.
Yeah.
Well, no, we talked about the hammer had to go back. He took the hammer back.
Yeah.
But the shield was with him. So maybe something with Hydra, maybe, you know, but then that would have altered the time. So, you know, there's
a lot
of things.
But you can do that now. You can have your different multiverse thing go on. Have it be alternate universe where Captain America's like, Peggy, you know, Hydra's infiltrating shield. And she's like, oh, shit, what? Let's stop him. And it's just like, duo stopping them. They get, like, young Howard Stark on the team.
Yeah.
You get other people. And they just are thwarting Hydra, but they have to keep low key because Hydra is so deeply ingrained in SHIELD. That could be a cool show.
Yeah.
See that, Disney? Give us some money.
Yep.
We came up with a good idea for a show. Copyright.
So at the end of the movie, how did you like the credits?
Oh, I thought the credits were nice. I liked that they didn't do that damn signature thing for everybody.
Yeah.
I liked how it was just the core team, signatures, say goodbye, that bit. I liked that. It didn't feel overdone. But the billing was a little weird in the order of billing.
Yeah.
It was like you got, you know, okay, I expect this person. Like, it would be like, I don't know.
Like, a lot of the moms.
Yeah,
like,
but they were
mom.
All, like, famous people, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
they still played a role with
like,
them.
They were there. They were present. But anyway, like, one thing that threw me off was, like, Natalie Portman. And then, like Tom Hiddleston getting so highly billed when he does like one scene.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't. It's just like part of it is just the Avengers movie. I don't know if that was extra footage from a different angle or what. And then you have him poofing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like how they were like with so and so and with so and so. I'm shocked that Sam Jackson still got the and in those credits, though, for being in one scene, doesn't say a damn word. He just walks in frame.
Yeah.
It's like with Josh Brolin as Thanos, with
Chris Pratt, it said.
And then with Chris Pratt. And then it's just like, and Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
they even
Rocket
gave,
as, or
yeah,
sorry,
with
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's, they even gave Robert Redford the with.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, how much money did they have to spend on Samuel L. Jackson just to walk on that set and say,
exactly.
Hey, movie, what's up?
Vin Diesel, who evidently does nothing but
he barely had any lines in this movie too.
I'm
Groot like once, maybe a yell.
Yeah I
loved that Iron Man scene though, when Iron Man snaps.
Yeah,
like, that was just a nice like let's come full circle on this. I am Iron Man,
exactly.
Poof, you know, wipes out Thanos's army. Pretty dope. I kind of like the way the comics did that whole thing, but I mean, you obviously can't do that because you don't have Professor X and Reed Richards and Namor and all them. So it's like, okay, fine. I liked that scene a lot. That was really cool.
And a lot of the reviews were good. I think Thomas found a 1-star review. I'm really interested
to
hear this.
Really?
I found a 1-star review. So we really obviously liked this movie a lot. I don't think I can put into words how great this movie was to me. And we'll get to it in a minute after we read this review, but it was tough. I had to scam through a lot. There were some 3 stars, you know, people trying to be edgy, but they just can't admit the movie's good.
Yeah.
1-star review by Victor D on May 15th, 2019. These are from Rotten Tomatoes, by the way, so take what you get. Obviously, this movie's not on Amazon, so I don't have Amazon reviews.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. This has got to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I don't understand how the critics can actually rate this 95% plus. The story is unbelievably boring and predictable and full of plot holes. I don't understand, to be honest. Is it because they only spent a year making this one? Is this movie a cash grab? As well as having a terrible story, there is way too much fan service. Are the characters able to say a sentence without making a cringy joke in it? The dialogue contains no thought whatsoever. As well as that, the movie rubbishes back. They say BTTF because, you know, of course.
Yeah.
God.
Back to the Future and all the time travel movies, even though they didn't even follow the rules of time travel that they said in the movie.
But they...
I'm not done. We'll get... You guys can rant about this in a second.
Jesus.
Because this is where it goes like, oh. And the fat shaming is just disrespectful.
Well, we know how big you are. VD.
Oh, you're about to know exactly how they are. Why does Miss Captain Marvelous remain absent for like 9/10 of the movie?
She explains it.
Very overrated and false hype. by the way, my old review was deleted for some reason. I hope there won't
because
be another movie.
You're a dumbass.
Won't be another movie like this one. It'll seriously be the end of cinema. I'm speechless. Edit. They deleted my rating again. They just put one half, I put half a second time. I think it must be an emoji or something. I've lost all respect now. Luckily, I copied my review on a Word document.
Good for you.
God. I can just smell those people who are like,
a lot of those
Star
questions
Wars
that he had could have been answered from just watching the movie, and that tells me he didn't watch the movie.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, when he referred back to, like, the Back to the Future stuff, he's like, they didn't even follow the rules of those movies. And I'm like, because they're not real. Like, they just said in the movie, like, though, that's not how time travel works.
Right, they go out of their way to be like, hey, we have new rules for time travel. Yeah. It's not what you think. It makes sense in the way we, like, you lay out, you do what you do in a movie. You lay out the rules that you want to follow, and then you follow them. And they do. Like, they don't, I think the only, I guess I will say the only other plot hole, which isn't really a plot hole. No, it's not. Because they explain it. Because remember when Bruce Banner's like, if you from the future go to the past becomes your future.
Yeah.
Your former present becomes your past. I think the one plot hole they want to say as far as the rules go is that Steve Rogers goes back in time and then they find him as an old man.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The past became his future.
Yep.
He never went back. So you're not having that problem. And they've already established that the only way alternate timelines can happen is if you fuck with the Infinity Stones.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
but if you put them back where they were,
you're all
everything's
good,
fine.
Which is what he did.
Yeah.
He went back in time. Unless they make this cool TV show, which, like, neat, make it an alternate universe or something. He probably just laid low. I mean, why do anything? All this other stuff's going to happen that's going to make the world that you were from anyway happen. So just chill. Plus, theoretically, there's nothing he can do about it anyway, so why bother?
Yeah.
So he comes back as an old man. Because what's he going to do? Just poof out of existence? That doesn't make any sense. No. If anything, they establish it because it's just like him. You go back, you put the things back where they were. He was a thing that got taken out of where he was, and then they put him back where he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So screw you, whatever the fucking name was.
Victor D.
Victor D.
Victor D. VD. Yeah, VD, exactly. He's got that VD.
And fat shaming.
Yeah, I feel like you can tell where he started getting to showing his true colors, where he's like, the fat shaming. And then he's like, and then Captain Miss Marvelous over here. Like, oh, okay, I see where you're going with this. Like, how could it? Did you get see that scene where all the women stood up to Thanos? Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. Quote Victor fucking D. I thought the scene was great. I thought it was like a little on the nose, but you know what? It didn't bother me because they did badass shit and there's no reason not to have a scene like that in that movie.
Yeah.
It was fucking great.
Yeah.
So, you know, Victor D, you can like or hate what you want, but at least have a reasonable problem with it. There's actually not a whole lot of other ones. I mean, I found a couple one-star reviews, but they're not. It's just kind of like people just sort of disappointed. I mean, it's like more or less genuine. I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's just like, man, it's okay. I think these are people who had it so overhyped for them that they just came out disappointed and would have no matter what.
I think those people are just idiots then, because I don't know how you get overhyped for it.
I can't imagine. Yeah. I mean, this movie was like,
no theory I read beforehand.
No.
Prove that, you know, that's where the Russos went. So
nothing proved it, and nothing I think came close to the reality of it. Like, other stuff, sure, it would have been a cool movie, but I mean, this, what they did not disappoint me in any way, shape, or form. Like, that final just epic, you get this, I mean, you have that epic shot of, like, Captain America standing alone against, like, Thanos and his entire armada of soldiers and planes and shit. I will say I guess, like, if you want to call it disappointment, the whole Children of Thanos gang, you know, the big guy and the psychic guy and all them, fucking useless. What are they? they were there for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and they got killed right away.
Yeah.
Played a part, small part. But
I think someone stabbed one with a spear in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, they're done. I'm like, oh, okay, why are they even characters? Like, we didn't need them, but cool. Yeah, I think, okay, so we really liked the movie. I think all of us collectively liked the ending. But in true So What Happens Next tradition, let's see if we can make something better. So from what point do you think we can change the ending here?
We can't.
You don't think we can? No, definitely not.
Not even a little bit?
No, nope. I wouldn't want to.
See, because I'm telling you, we talked about this. The one thing I wished I could that would happen is the nano gauntlet, the Iron Man Infinity Gauntlet, made of the nanites. I wish Thanos got it, went to snap, and his hand just stiffened.
Yeah,
and then like he couldn't move it, and then all the nanites grab the Infinity Stones and they fly over to Tony's arm. He has the gauntlet. He says, "I am Iron Man," and boom, does a snap.
No, I like.
But
the
I don't think it would have made it better.
No, because then he should have done that in Infinity War.
No. He couldn't do it in Infinity War because the gauntlet wasn't made out of the nanites.
It doesn't. But he still put a glove.
Oh, that's
on,
true.
And that could have been made out of nanites and held it stiff. True. So yeah, there's.
No, you got a good point there. Yeah. That's a good point. No, I. Aside from that little thing, I can't even think of anything that would make it better at the end.
No.
Maybe give like a little bit of like a "These are the new Avengers" would have been cool. If you're gonna do like a new Avengers movie, maybe show me who that cast may prospectively be, like you did at the end of Ultron.
Yeah, but I think they'll do that with the official end of Phase 4
Spider-Man
coming out, because I think it's. What the trailer show, I don't know how much.
I haven't watched. I avoided the trailer because I heard that it was spoilers for Endgame.
Peter is tasked with becoming basically the next Tony and being a leader.
Oh, wow.
That's what I got from the trailers. Did you watch them at all yet, Amber?
No, I have not.
Oh,
right.
Wow. Maybe I'll give that a watch. Yeah. Watch soon. Because I was avoiding it because I kept seeing like it has spoilers for Endgame. It's like a post-Endgame world. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to watch it then because I'm not living in it. Currently Endgame world.
That's why I felt like it was like, who's going to be the next Iron Man?
I mean, I want them, I think in the next Spider-Man, and I think with Spider-Man as a character going forward, I want them to play up the fact that Peter Parker is also supposed to be like a boy genius. And I feel like if there's one major flaw to the Tom Holland Spider-Man, it's that they're not doing that enough to me. It's like, he's smart and he goes to a smart kid school.
Yeah, but he's not a genius.
But yeah, he made the web shooters, and that's about as far as he got. And then it's like, here's this cool suit, and he like managed to hack it with help of his buddy. And it's just like, yeah, that's cool, but I kind of want Peter to be a little bit smarter. I mean, the comics, the guy creates like a company, and he like has millions of dollars, a huge successful company after a while. Like, he's a brilliant dude. Let's get more of that.
Or at least like Tobey Maguire. Like, Tobey Maguire did not have like a company or anything at that time, but he was smart,
right? And I mean, he was doing stuff. I just want to see like Peter Parker doing more than Spider-Man in some cases, because like Spider-Man's cool, but it kind of is borderlining like the, oh, you're just a teenage kid who's a superhero.
Yeah,
and, okay, neat, but you're also supposed to be like this nerdy but really smart guy, otherwise this whole superhero shtick doesn't really work. So I don't know. I'm kind of curious. So you saw the trailer for Far From Home. What is it? Does it look good? Does it look?
It does look good. I'm really interested how they.
It has Mysterio in it.
Mysterio, right? How he plays into it, because from it he's from a different Earth timeline.
Whoa! So we're getting different timelines in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, well, I'll let you guys watch it. I don't want to spoil too much for you, but
talk about it in the future.
Yeah.
Wow. So that was Avengers: Endgame. If we had to give it a rating, guys, what would we be giving it? Our standard out of 10, where are we throwing? Patrick?
9.3.
You got any backup for why you're taking the
I think
7?
It was very strong, the 0.7 off, because I don't think I can give it a perfect, because
it's just not perfect.
It's just not perfect, you know? There's always going to be one of those two scenes that I didn't agree with, but,
you're not generous with those 10s.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
Amber, what about you? What are you going to give it?
I would say like a 9.5, because it was really good, but it's also a comic movie, and I don't think you can really truly give a comic movie 100%.
I can get behind both of those reasons. I think though I'd have, and maybe this is because you guys have seen it twice and I've only seen it once, I think I'd give it a solid 9.7, just because it didn't do. And we were talking about this before, Amber, you like Infinity War better than this one.
Yeah.
Correct? See, I disagree. because it didn't do all the things that Infinity War felt like it did for me. And we were all talking about this earlier. Is Infinity War, to me, I felt a little bit cheated because I wasn't sure where the movie was going to go going into it. So that at the end, it just sort of ended as if it was like, you know, the second act of a 3-act movie, and I didn't understand the ending. And it, or I understood it, but it was just like, wait a minute, no, there's supposed to be an ending here. What are we doing? I mean, mind you, that was how it was supposed to be. It just caught me off guard. So I think it left maybe a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth. But, you know, I guess then, therefore, it did its job.
Yeah.
But this one, it just felt like, I liked how when you come into it, it felt like if I was watching Infinity War minutes before this one, and then this one just started, I'm more or less, it would have felt like just one big long movie. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Minus some of the Captain, like if you put in the Captain Marvel stinger scenes in there too, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'd give it a 9.7. I mean, it did, it to me used those 3 hours pretty wisely.
Yeah.
It didn't waste time. That was just what we were talking earlier. That was my worry, is like, what the fuck are you doing for 3 hours? And it's like, well, I'm going to give you these like, two and a half movies, or we're doing this, let's hunt Thanos, okay, yeah, let's travel through time, okay, let's have this epic battle, you know, here on Earth at the end where everybody's coming in and we're doing it really well. And maybe I'm just like high off the movie, but I give it a 9.7.
All right.
So yeah, that was Avengers Endgame. If you guys like our content, like hearing us talk about movies, please like, subscribe, give us, you know, ratings on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on our website. Check us out on social media. And yeah, if you guys have suggestions for movies, feel free to contact us on any of those, and we'll see what we can do. Until then, I'm one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Patrick.
And we will see you on the other side, guys.